Well, it's Ian Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 21st of February, and our subject today is, can it ever be right just to talk to your friends? And you won't be surprised to hear that we've been inspired to tackle this subject by the rather hostile press that the Prime Minister received over the past weekend about the event that they held on Monday in 10 Downing Street on the National Health Service. And of course, the criticism is that if you only invite the people who are friendly and well-disposed towards your policies and exclude your critics, then clearly you are cherry-picking those arguments you want to hear. You will hear what you want to hear. Now, I think this criticism holds good under certain circumstances, but I'm not entirely sure that it holds good on all occasions. The truth is, it depends what kind of session you're running. Now, had Monday's event been part and parcel of the original consultation on the NHS reforms, then quite clearly it would have been a great and crass mistake on the part of the organisers of the consultation to exclude certain voices, because it's axiomatic that in a good, inclusive consultation, you hear all sides of the argument. But actually, it wasn't that kind of session, was it? Just supposing, instead of unwisely billing this as a summit, it had been a low-key implementation workshop for clinical commissioning groups. Under those circumstances, would there not possibly have been a case just for focusing those discussions on those stakeholders who were most involved in the implementation? Now, it's not our role to take sides in what is clearly a very contentious issue. But from a process point of view, I think we can identify occasions where it might be legitimate just to talk to those that are friendly. And in the Tuesday topic that we're publishing today, we've outlined three such scenarios where it might be possible. Now, the conclusion I think we will all draw, and I should think the Prime Minister might also draw from what happened on Monday, is that even though technically, in consultation terms, we can point to those occasions, surely it's bad politics. Because if the public feel you should be listening, then it expects you to listen without fear or favour. And I guess on this occasion, maybe the government has been let down by its own spin doctors, and the billing of the session on Monday made it look as if it was a consultation. And if something looks as if it's a consultation, then people will judge you by the rules of consultation, and those are that you listen and not just to your friends.